It's time to enter the doghouse. Call 866-485-9867 to get your bark on.
Really rather not have any more questions about, is it okay to lose this game? It's never okay to lose a game.
You go find them, you throw your arms around them, you give them a big kiss on the mouth if you're a girl.
I am the champ that runs the camp. Showtime! Woo!
Live from the Big Dog Production Studios, here's Tom Abraham.
And I am a certified G and a bona fide stud, and you can't teach that.
I guess I'm on here. Am I on? Can somebody respond?
Hey, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Reaction Monday in the Doghouse. I am your host, Tom Abraham. So glad that you have joined us today for the show. Last Monday, we had the Super Bowl to react to. This week, well, not so much. Not a Super Bowl, at least, but there were some interesting developments that went on over the weekend, and we've got a good show put together for you today. So just sit back, chill out, pour yourself a cup of coffee. Maybe, not if you're driving. If you're driving, just kind of like keep driving. You know what I mean? Don't even look at the radio. But we will get the phone lines open. There'll be plenty of time for you to get in and participate in the show today. The Men's Basketball Selection Committee did their thing. This just did, okay? I'm just going to tell you right now. This isn't like a spoiler alert or anything. I'm just going to tell you right now. Alabama, Auburn, and Tennessee were not amongst the top 16 seeds in the country. I'm just going to go there and say that. However, Kentucky and Florida were both 3 seeds, which is much more than can be said for the storied Big Ten. Do they still play basketball in the Big Ten? They didn't even have a team in any of the 4 brackets of 4. I mean, nobody, not Purdue, not Wisconsin, nobody was in it. Nobody. Whatever happened, Michigan, Michigan State, Indiana. That's the Big Ten, for God's sakes. Wow. I mean, in terms of storied programs, right next to the ACC is the Big Ten. And nobody. A little SEC had a couple of teams in there. Come on. Speaking of Alabama and Kentucky, the Tide actually played well enough on the floor to win that game, but they had the worst free throw shooting I think I've ever seen, including 8th grade CYO games. I mean, you got to be kidding me. The Tide were 9 of 26, 34.6%. That would be like okay, just okay from the three-point line, but it's horrific from the free throw line. I mean, you gotta be kidding me with that. They missed 17 free throws in a game they lost by 9. Who does that? Not that Kentucky was great. They were 10 of 18 from the line. They were only 3 of 15 from downtown. In the meantime, Terrence Davis scored 26 points off the bench in the second half, as Ole Miss erased a 23-point second-half deficit on Saturday to take Auburn out 90-84 in Oxford. Bruce Pearl called it the most disappointing loss since he came to Auburn 2.5 years ago. The Rebs were 21 of 23 from the free throw line in the second half alone. Auburn led by 20 at the half and were outscored 63-37 in the second. And to complete the trifecta of misery for local fans, Tennessee blew a 14-point second half lead at home. Georgia's J.J. Frazier scoring 20 of his 29 points in the second half. All right, so we got that. If you want to react to the basketball, you can do that. Plus, we have news on a coaching legend who's battling cancer. Things got pretty testy in Kevin Durant's return to OKC, but not quite as testy as the Pelicans-Kings game was yesterday. I'll explain. We've got our usual fix of news from around the NFL and college football. Does Alabama have a new offensive coordinator on the way? And is he somebody who I used to broadcast his games? What? I'll explain. And with players reporting to Florida and Arizona this week, we begin a six-day look at each division just heading into the season. Just a little thumbnail sketch, a primer, if you will. Just a little bit of loose talk. Just a little primer. Plus baseball's experiment with extra innings. Oh, this is rich. We're going to have to get this out there. We'll get this out there. This could be dog bites for tomorrow morning. Could be. You don't know. Just saying. If you got an idea what you want to contribute to the show, we invite you to get in toll free 866-485-WUMP. 866-485-9867. Phone number. We got the entire digital doghouse for you as well. That's our Twitter feed at Tom Abraham Show, where you can throw us a follow there. Facebook fan page, throw us a like at Facebook.com/ Tom Abraham Show. Then there's the text window. That's 7329-TA-SHOW. Don't call the text window. Text the text window, hence the text window. 732-982-7469. Text window. Doghouse inbox is open. Tom@TomAbraham.com. Nobody uses that anymore. Follow the ump on Twitter, at ump sports. And on Facebook, Facebook.com/ ump sports. Website, umpsports.com. Kicking things off on the show today, the champ is in. Deontay Wilder. The WBC champ. He will be fighting Gerald Washington February 25th in Birmingham. Fox, the network, primetime, Saturday night, February 25th. Don't worry, those of you that are going to the hockey game with me, we got plenty of time to watch the game afterwards. At the top of the tree, Damon Amendola from CBS Sports Radio is in the house, followed by our own Cole Kublik on the question of elite QBs. I'm going to have Cole pick up that conversation where we left it off last week. Then in the four, Jerry Palm from CBS Sports is in with thoughts on the bracketology and what we learned on Saturday. Yeah, one of the things that we learned was that those guys, the committee saw through that whole Gonzaga as number one in all the polls thing. Gonzaga just hung on to the fourth one seed. According to committee chairman Mark Hollis, defending champ Villanova, Kansas, Baylor, and Gonzaga are, quote, very solid as of today. The ones are clearly the ones. Yeah, but Gonzaga, number one in all the polls, hung on to the number four spot of the number ones. In order, it was Villanova, Kansas, Baylor, Gonzaga. So that's out there. For whatever that's worth, it's out there. Man behind the curtain, pushing the button, spinning the tunes, answering the phones, making sure that we stay on air. Right there in our palatial ump studios. Deep in the basement of the bunker that is Cumulus Athens. He's a rose, by any other name, he's still a rose scholar. He's mysterious. He's mystical. He's magical. He's sometimes miserable. Because he's a...
ball for life.
Smokey McRae.
Do you know who I am?
What is your name?
Detective.
It doesn't matter what your name is.
Who in the blue hell are you?
I'm the producer of this show. If I didn't step up, you're nowhere. I put this thing together out of spit and polish.
Satisfaction. It's guaranteed.
You know, when you're arrogant, makes you complacent, and creates a blatant disregard for doing things right.
I could use a good ass kick, and I'll be very honest with you.
If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place.
Get out of here, Smokey.
It really doesn't matter what you think. Right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
I mean, that guy sounds like L. McPherson farting into Miles Davis' trumpet.
I'm going to kick you right in the groin, Mike.
You don't ever say that to me, bullcrap!
Say hello to my new friend!
Welcome.
Smokey Mike, how you doing today?
I'm doing quite well on this Reaction Monday here, Big Dog. I mean, granted, football season done and over with kind of made it a little bit not as enjoyable. But you know what? I got outside. I did a whole lot of stuff outside this weekend, so I got some projects taken care of. So I'm happy about that.
Yeah. Project inside for me this weekend. My wife and I, she would be like, you know how they got that rehab addict person on HGTV?
Oh, the intervention person or whatever it is?
Well, they call it a rehab addict. She looks like a crack addict, really. What's her name? The blonde. Anyway, rehab addict. My wife's like the rehab babe. My wife, they should do a show on her doing that stuff. My wife is just a maniac when it comes to that stuff. But we're renovating the hallway. We stripped off this wallpaper, sanding. Now, the hallway goes as high as like 13 or 15 feet. I mean, it's ridiculously high. In the stairway that goes up the stairwell that goes to the upstairs. And what we're going to do is we're going to install a chair rail and a custom wainscoting, whatever you want to call it, on the bottom. It's not going to be, you know, just taking the paneling and put it on the bottom there. She wants a custom pattern. And I'm pretty good with wood. I'm handy with wood. So I'm going to make this chair rail thing and then these boxes, but it's on a stairway. So the boxes are really trapezoids. You know what I mean? And they kind of go up and they got to be all laid out. So she's been laying it out. Anyway, we had to sand it all down because they had wallpaper on it. Then we had to fill it in with the spackle. I'm spackling and filling it in and then sanding again. So that's what I did on Saturday. And we had to put up plastic. I mean, you want to talk about a mess, Smokey. Oh, my gosh. Sanding plaster, the real stuff, not drywall. This is the plaster with the bat. What, that's 100 years old. So we're sanding plaster and everything else. What a mess. I probably have emphysema or something now.
Mesothelioma is going to be heading your way here soon.
Mesothelioma, yeah.
But, you know, I mean, it was actually kind of nice being outside instead of being in front of the TV all weekend. And you know what? I mean, got to take advantage of the time that you're given, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's no question about it. And that's some outside stuff. My son, everybody's doing their projects now because the season's over. You know what I mean? So everybody's, like, doing their stuff. My son calls me on a Sunday, and he says, come on over. He goes, I want to build a deck. And he knows I've done that, too. So I spent some time with him laying out his deck for him and doing his material list. So I'm like, okay, what kind of a deck do you want to do and how big, and show me where he wants to do it. So I showed him, you know, kind of sketched it out for him or what it looked like. I'll help him when the time comes for him to do it, but I sketched it out for him and I did his material list for him. You know, how many 2x6s he needs for the joists and the lag bolts and the 4x4s and whether he wants a railing or not and the decking material and all that stuff. So I did a plan for him. So yeah, it was a lot of good outside stuff. It was good. It's good. And Smokey, I know you're in the outside business. You're in the lawn care and all that stuff. I mean, is it crazy to see all of the flowers? The daffodils are popping and the trees are popping. They're so screwed up. God forbid we get a snowstorm around here.
Oh, I know, right? I mean, I'm seeing onions pile up and are starting to grow in on people's yards. I'm seeing flowers starting to bloom. And I'm like, wait a minute. When's the dogwood winter supposed to be hitting us right now?
I mean, this is nuts. I don't know what that. I don't know what to think about this. I'm not sure, you know, what's going to happen next. But maybe that's it. Maybe we're good to go. I mean, I've never seen snow on a daffodil before, but maybe it's, you know, maybe we're good to go. So I don't know. We're not sure.
We'll wait and see, but I'm waiting for that dogwood winter, Big Dog. That's one of those where.
What's dogwood winter mean? I don't even know what that means.
It's also known as blackberry winter. It's that one last cold spell that you get right before the full spring comes out.
God, we haven't even hardly had the first cold spell. You know what I mean? In a way, I mean, we've had a little bit of cold. I guess it was cold when I went to Florida. That one week I was in Florida, it was colder than the hubs of hell here.
You didn't even remember that? It was cold up here.
I didn't know it was cold. It was like 70, the week of the national championship game. But it, but really, I mean, we haven't had much snow or anything. We had a little bit of snow. That was it. And remember, I'm across the border. My neck of the woods, where the Big Dog Production Studios are, you know, usually we get 4 to 6 inches of snow a year. Nothing, nada. I mean, I live at the base of the plateau. I'm at the beginning of this Tennessee Valley here. I'm at the base of the plateau. I got mountains. I can see the mountains. We haven't had snow in the mountains hardly. So the only days they had off of school, the kids were off of school the other day because of an outbreak of sickness. A sickness outbreak. I mean, what the heck is that? Sickness. All right. Tell us something that we don't know. Give us some kind of edumacation. Tell us something.
Well, Big Dog, we're going to go into the world of round ball today. This season, three in particular people have had a good bit of time racking up 30 points and 10 rebounds in a game. So, Big Dog, could you give me the top three NBA players with the most games with 30 points and 10 rebounds in a game this season?
I'm going to go with Westbrook.
He is a leader in the clubhouse with 21 games.
I'll say James Harden.
No James Harden.
Wow, really?
He's more of an assist guy nowadays with Mike D'Antoni's system.
Yeah, but you'd think he'd snag a few, you know, just bouncing around.
The other two are big men, though.
No, we're not counting Kevin Durant as a big man. You're talking about pure, like a Dwight Howard center type guy?
Pretty much.
All right, Dwight Howard, center
no,
type
Dwight
guy.
No, Dwight Howard.
Old Dwight Howard.
These two also have played in the SEC.
What about not Joel Embiid?
No, Joel Embiid played at Kansas.
Embiid. Well, no, I wasn't thinking because of that, but I'm trying to think of the other guy. Oh, how about Boogie?
Boogie Cousins is third with 13 games with 30 points and 10 rebounds.
Who's the other guy?
That would be the unibrow, Anthony Davis, with 20.
Oh, geez, Anthony Davis, yeah. You know, that's what happens when you go play basketball in New Orleans. We completely forgot about that kid. He needs to get out of there, doesn't he?
He's the most underrated talent in the NBA, in my opinion.
You know, he kind of reminds me of a modern-day Tim Duncan, doesn't he? He's never in trouble. He's a good guy, soft-spoken. He's got that game. But he's got to get the hell out of there. You know what I mean? I think.
Look for him. Look for the Cleveland Cavaliers to be looking his way coming up. And I believe this is his contract year, to be honest.
Yeah, sure, because LeBron needs to have all the greatest players in basketball with him so that he can win every single championship. Because it's his birthright. He thinks he's to win every single. How about guys just go out and make everybody around you better? You know, and so it's just this, you know, sucking up all the great players that are around there. I'm surprised that Kevin Love isn't on there. I thought he might be on that list.
I don't think Kevin Love has had that many 30-point games.
30-point games,
honest with
yeah.
You.
It's hard when you got those guys when you're playing with Kyrie Irving and with LeBron. Ah, it's a good list. It's not bad. Good list. Good list. You got to go round ball. That's not a bad list. All right. Other things that are going on today. Patriots owner Robert Kraft responded to the attention players are getting by passing on a White House visit. Quote, well, you know what's interesting. This is our fifth Super Bowl win in the last 16 years. And every time we have the privilege of going to the White House, a dozen of our players don't go. This is the first time it's gotten any media attention. You know, some of the players, they have the privilege of going in college because they're on a national championship team. Others have family commitments. This is America. We're all free to do it, whatever is best for us. We're just privileged to be in a position to go, close quote. Interesting comments from a lifelong Democrat in Robert Kraft. Keep that in mind. Now, like, I know he's boys with Trumpage. And I know that they hung out at Margo del Margo there. What do they call it? Margo La Margo or Margo del Rey or whatever the hell that thing is called.
Mar-a-Lago.
Mar-a-Lago. We got to know that. It's like Camp David for, you know, him. That's just going to be Mar-a-Lago. That's where he goes and he takes these people. So any event, interesting comment. So, and he's right. I mean, look, we did hear about Tom Brady who had to work out that day, you know, last time when it went. But how many times is Brady going to go? You know what I mean? I mean, until they start, like, having records for that, where he can break somebody's record, I don't think he's going to go. He's been invited now 5 times, I imagine, right? 6? No. He wasn't on, was he on a, no, he wasn't. He wasn't on a national championship team, right? 90, was he? Was he on,
he would have been a freshman in that,
97?
On that 97 team.
He wouldn't have been a sophomore? Did he go to distance in college?
Well, see, he did play in the 2000 Orange Bowl, which was the 99-2000 season.
Wasn't that his last? But wasn't he drafted in 2000 or 2001?
He was drafted in 2000, and so then he was a senior at the time, so he would have been in 97-98, a sophomore.
Sophomore, yeah. So he may have went then. So that cat might have gone, What did they do? What did they do back in the day when it was like co-champions?
Remember also that year, I don't think they invited co-champions or anything. I didn't think they did much White House visits with Clinton and W.
Well, they did, but I don't think they did.
Or they didn't publicize it as much.
Yeah. I don't think, well, no, I don't think they did. I think what they did was like the Super Bowl champs and a World Series champ. I don't think it went like it is now, you know, where it goes so deep now. I'm pretty sure it doesn't. I don't know. Maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't. All right. Among these stories that are, you know, unbelievable, so crazy, Jeffrey Sandusky. Yeah, he said Jeffrey, not Jerry Sandusky. Jeffrey Sandusky, who is the adopted 41-year-old son of former Penn State defensive coordinator Jerry Sandusky. Jeffrey Sandusky has been indicted on charges of sexually assaulting a child, according to multiple reports out of Pennsylvania. According to WKBN, Sandusky was charged with statutory sexual assault, involuntary deviant sexual intercourse. Is there any other kind of involuntary sexual intercourse than deviant? Photography, videographing, depicting on computer or filming sexual acts, and unlawful contact with a minor. Pennsylvania State Police accused Sandusky of sending sexually explicit text messages to a minor, including some asking for naked photos. He's also accused of peeking into the shower of a victim. A second child also brought forth charges against Sandusky to go back to 2013. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Jerry's doing 30 to 60 for sexual assault on 45 minors, going back as far as the 70s. Jeffrey is one of six children that were adopted by Jerry and Dottie. Jeffrey's brother, Matt, was one of his father's accusers, although the family still maintains Jerry's innocence. Well, Matt apparently doesn't. He was one of the accusers. Was Jeffrey assaulted as well? I mean, this is one of the most gross stories ever. This is a terrible story. All right, we're going to get a break. When we come back, we got lots of stories to develop for you, lots of things to get into. Lester Cotton got pinched with dope. I know, it's like drinking a beer, but you're still, what are you doing? You're an athlete. You're a world-class athlete that has a chance someday to make a lot of money. What are you doing? Why would you be drinking or doping or any of that stuff? Why? And yeah, I know that it's the equivalent of having a beer and college kids smoke dope and drink beer. But why? Why smoke dope? Why does every college kid got to smoke dope? Why? I don't get it. Steve Young doesn't like football. I'll get into that. The great man Mike Ilitch passes away at age 87. We're going to mention on that. Brian, well, they said DeBall. I thought it was Dayball. I always thought it was Brian Dayball. When I was doing his games, when he was a player at the University of Rochester in the late 90s, I said it Dayball. So I was probably wrong. He is the tight ends coach with the New England Patriots and apparently may be in line to become the next offensive coordinator for the Tide. Yeah, he played at the University of Rochester, a D3 school. I did their games one year. I did U of R football on the radio one year after I got out of coaching. So I either coached against, I'll have to check his bio. I either coached against this kid or I broadcast his games, one or the other. When was he at Roch? He was at William & Mary in 96. I coached against him. He went to the university, played at the University of Rochester. I coached against that kid. Holy mackerel. All right, anyway, So I didn't broadcast this game. I coached against him. He was offensive coordinator with Miami, Cleveland, Kansas City. None of those really worked out great for him. Now he's a tight ends coach for the Patriots. A lot of people thought he's being groomed to take over as the offensive coordinator there when Josh Daniels leaves at some point in time. But he ain't leaving now. All right, we'll get a break in and we'll come back. The champ is here. That's right. Deontay Wilder is next. Right here on the Tom Abraham Show. Reaction Monday. Sports Radio 730, 1039.
Yep. Sports Radio 730 and 1039. The Op. WUMP.
From the University of Alabama, this is Crimson Tide Today. It's a daily update on Bama sports, and it's brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialist, your hometown pros. We support everything you love. Hello, everybody. I'm Chris Stewart. Alabama softball wrapped up its season opening weekend at the Kickin' Chicken Classic with a 9-3 win over the host team, Coastal Carolina, as the Tide moves to 5-0 on the young season. Alabama scored 9 runs on 16 hits, overcoming an early 2-0 lead by Coastal. Demi Turner tied a career high with 4 hits, going 4-for-5 at the plate. Freshman Bailey Hemphill and Gabby Calloway were each a perfect 3-for-3. Hemphill slugged a 2-run homer in the 5th, already her 3rd long ball of the season, and Sydney Booker hit her own 2-run homer 3 batters later. That was her 2nd of the year. Next up, Alabama returns to Tuscaloosa for its home opener. They'll welcome South Alabama to Rhodes Stadium for a 5 o'clock Central start on Wednesday night. I'll have more in a moment.
T-Town is your town and is the home of spirit pride and crimson memories. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists is in T-Town and neighborhoods across the South. We're your hometown pros and your line of defense against damaging foundation, waterproofing, mold, and radon problems. Locally owned, AFS has deep knowledge of your area's soil conditions. That's something national franchises just can't match. Call your hometown pros for a free estimate, 877-340-8479.
It was a tough weekend for gymnastics and Alabama basketball. The Crimson Tide gymnastics team on Friday night fell at number 10 gymnastics. Meanwhile, the Bama women's team lost at home on Sunday to the Florida Gators, and Coach Avery Johnson's men's basketball team lost Saturday to the Kentucky Wildcats. That's your Bama update. Crimson Tide Today, brought to you by AFS, is a production of the Crimson Tide Sports Network.
Monday's show is a little bit of awesome. Thanks to Tom Hart for coming on the program. Brian Passink talking Alabama basketball and their loss to Kentucky. Andrew Carter told us about the brand new running back coach at Auburn. And Tony Delk, our man, talks a little Kentucky and SEC basketball. All that's on the podcast. Check it out, umpsports.com. Tomorrow, check out Olivia Burnett of The Bachelor and see what metal her heart is. 6 to 10, The Ump.
Well, it was bound to happen. Football season will come to an end, but what that means is spring football is right around the corner, and so is the spring season. Now is the time to treat your vehicle to the ultimate in-service care at Woody Anderson Ford. You'll be stunned at the beautiful new service lanes, and you're going to want to leave yourself some extra time to have breakfast or lunch at Henry's Mustang Cafe. In fact, head to the Mustang Cafe any day, and while you're there, check out the new 2017 Fords. Woody Anderson Ford at Sparkman and Jordan Lane.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food in our country than we know what to do with. Food at the grocery store and food in the vending machines, fast food, health food, and seafood. We've got so much food that anything people don't buy, we just throw out. Yet 17 million kids in America struggle with hunger. That ain't right. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Yeah, I made that up. It's kind of catchy. Hello, people. This isn't rocket science. We could solve hunger today. To start, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help.
To help solve hunger in the Tennessee Valley, contact Food Bank of North Alabama or visit feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by Logan's Roadhouse. Swing by your favorite Logan's Roadhouse today for a hand-cut, cook-to-order, wood-grilled-to-perfection 12-ounce ribeye. And while you're there, kick back, enjoy the music, a cold beer, and always made-from-scratch yeast rolls. Logan's Roadhouse.
Mostly sunny and cool today, the high in the upper 50s at 58. Tonight, mostly fair with the low at 34. We stay dry tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, the high 61. But Wednesday, the weather turns wet, periods of rain likely throughout the day, and cooler with a high at 50. I'm James Spann on Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Ump.
You're on The Ump. More sports now.
And welcome back, Tom Abraham Show. Joining us now, the champ, 37-0. You heard him first on this show about 3 years ago. He's been joining us each year when the big fights come up. 36 knockouts. He is Deontay Wilder, the Bronze Bomber, stuck in an airport somewhere in Pennsylvania. Champ, welcome back. How are you, man?
Man, I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
I'm fantastic. Now, the weather's terrible in the Northeast. You're headed for New York, and you end up having to do emergency landing in Pennsylvania. Where are you?
Yes, man. I'm in Harrison. What is this airport?
Hagerstown?
Harrisonburg, Pennsylvania. We had to do an emergency stop, man. The winds was ridiculously strong, and I never had so much turbulence on a flight in my life. You know, that was definitely my first time as a continuation of prayer and telling God to hold this plane and guide it to safety. We tried to land one time in LaGuardia, but the air was way too strong for I never seen it in my life. So we had to miss it, and we had to land where we could, and we end up here.
And here we are, breaking news, because I know you're a faithful man, so I figured you were heavy in prayer.
Oh, you most definitely. If you don't know God, you better get to know him.
Especially if the plane is bouncing all over the place. All right. Man, I tell you, you're going through a lot to get a fight in here. I mean, what is it with all these Eastern European guys taking drugs before they fight you? I mean, nobody seems to want to fight you unless they're taking these performance-enhancing drugs. I mean, it's hard for you to get a fight these days.
Man, I scratch my head every time somebody asks me, because it's mind-boggling to me, and I don't understand myself. I don't understand. This is a very, very serious business that we're in. And, it already bad enough that you can hurt a man just with your own physical assets about yourself, strength-wise and different little things like that, but yet alone try to put something in your body to make it do what it don't originally supposed to do. Yeah. That's dangerous, man. I always tell people, imagine if I took anything, and I'm already knocking these guys out with God-given natural power, but imagine if I had something that can boost anything about me up. That'll be definitely a weapon in my hand that I can really kill somebody with, But these guys, they try to build their career. They try to get back. Either they're trying to get back to the top or try to get to the top and experience it. And, the only way that they feel that they can do it is by cheating. Some of them have been doing it for years and years, be climbing through that window, and every time they escape, but get to a certain level in their career where they feel they can still do that same thing they've been doing for years, and now that they can't, and they get caught. It's a lot of these fighters still on these drugs.
Yeah.
I know a couple of them in the heavyweight division right now, but I'm not going to say their names. I'm not going to put them out like that. I've already warned them that they need to stop. And when that time comes to fight me, we do a hard testing, and we'll see if they're still on it or not. Nowadays they're going to get caught. Right now, I want to see happen with everything. Now the WBC has made the clean boxing program, which I think that's a brilliant idea. Mm-hmm. Now they're catching these guys. Now the second step is to do something about it.
Yeah.
Whether it's ban them, suspend them, fine them, whatever it is. Now it's time to put it into the second gear and finally do something about it.
Deontay Wilder with us, the champ, the WBC heavyweight champ. And, it just seems to be an epidemic, especially over there. I mean, right now over there, it just seems like all of these guys. Now, Warzak, I think I'm saying his name right, but he was the number 10 ranked heavyweight, the number 12 in the WBC rankings. Now you end up with Gerald Washington. This is a pretty good fighter. I mean, you take this fight with three or four weeks before the fight. He's a big guy like you, 6'6". That's a pretty solid fighter, though. This isn't a soup can you're fighting here. This is a tough fight.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, I like the fight. He was the first name that came in my head when Wozniak failed his test. I definitely made it my business to get him, you know, and I chose Gerald Washington for the simple fact that how the way he approached me, every time he saw me, he approached me with respect. He shook my hand. He said, "Champ, I'm ready. Champ, whenever you're ready, I'm ready." Every time I saw him, "Champ, I'm ready. When you're ready, man, I'll be ready." So, you know what the saying is. You know what the saying is. You got to stay ready. The saying is, if you're already ready, you don't have to get ready.
Right.
So, you know, I thought about him and I pulled this card. You know, we both having the same amount of time to train. That's a month. You know, I've been hearing things about him saying that it's a short notice and stuff like that. No, it's not a short notice. It feel like a short notice because it was unexpected. We gave you the phone call unexpectedly. So with that being said, it may seem like a short notice, but it's really not. I have the same amount of time to train for him just as well as he has for me. And it's a month. We're both in the same training, same time. So, you know, I don't want to hear no excuses. You know, when you say you're ready, you're ready.
Yeah.
When I was a young fighter, I was always ready. You know, it was many times where I did get the short notice, 2 weeks, a week. You know, those are short notice. I feel anything under 2 weeks is a short notice. All I need is a month to train for anybody in the world. Just give me 1 month. That's it. You know, so we chose him, and here he comes, February the 25th, baby. I can't wait. On Fox prime time in Birmingham, Alabama.
That's so cool. That's what's so cool, too, is you continue to fight in Birmingham, which is great, you know, that you can do that and bring this kind of attention to Birmingham and to Alabama as a fighting for a championship as you'll continue to defend Deontay Wilder with us. This guy says he's going to knock you out, by the way. I don't know if you've seen lately. He's running his mouth. Now he's saying he's going to knock you out. I mean, you're 100% focused on this guy. You're not even thinking about down the road, right?
Well, you know, it's always a saying that I say I never look past opponent, but I look through them. It's almost like looking through something that you really want in the window of your favorite store, but you can only window shop right now because you can't touch it just yet. So, you know, I do some of my opponents like that. I don't look past them, but I look through them. You know, meaning that, you know, I respect every fighter that step in that ring. I'm going to handle business when it's time, and I'm always focused on whatever opponent I got at test. So, you know, I'm definitely taking this fight very, very seriously like I do any other fight. And, you know, with him stating that he's going to knock me out and stuff like that, you know, that's what fighters are supposed to say, you know.
Right.
That's what you're supposed to have confidence in yourself. You're supposed to be motivating yourself. And I think, you know, over there where he's training, a lot of people, he's getting more attention than he's ever gotten in his career. You know, a lot of people are probably boosting his head up and different things like that, which is okay because I want him to be able to come in the ring and really give a great show to not only the networks, not only the fans, but my home state of Alabama as well, too. You know, mm-hmm. Everybody deserves it. Boxing deserves it, you know. But Mike Tyson said a famous quote that will always live on. He said, everyone has a game plan until they get hit. And no matter what we may say, no matter what he says, no matter what I says, we're going to see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When somebody get hit.
No question about it. By the way, you've gotten really good at this. When we first had you on about 3 years ago, you were kind of shy, you were kind of laid back a little bit, but you're really kind of getting into this whole role as you know, representing the WBC as the champ here.
Most definitely. It's been 2 years now, man. I'm used to the routine of what things going on, and you know, I speak from the heart. You know, mm-hmm. I have passion. I'm very passionate about boxing. I'm in love with the sport, so when it's talking about that, you know, it just comes out of me now.
Yeah. Now, listen, the word came out today that you won this civil case against Alexander Povetkin. I don't know. You've been in the air. Maybe I don't know if you know or not, but there's an ESPN report out there that you're going to get the $4.5 million purse you would have gotten when you beat that guy over there in Russia. Now, I'm sure there's going to be, you know, appeals and things like that, but how do you put that kind of out of your mind and over there, that whole court case, just letting the legal guys handle that?
Yeah, you know, it's just one of those things that you just have to have experience on doing. You know, I have a big fight coming up, and boxing is serious. You know, this court stuff, we let the lawyers and the judges handle their business in the courtroom. As me being the fighter, I handle my business in the ring. And, you know, any you know, it's easy to be able to handle the both, you know. This is a dangerous sport, you know, and I have to stay focused. I must stay focused. Everything else on the outside, I must first trust in my team and second, let them be able to do what they're getting paid to do. And with that being said, it allows me to do what I do comfortably. Yeah. I sleep good. I wake up good. I train, eat, and everything. You know, I have no worries about nothing. And, you know, and God is good. At the end of the day, God is good.
You know, I've always wanted to see you in the ring with Tyson Fury. I think it would be a great matchup. But that guy, he doesn't seem to be able to get his act together either, you know, anymore. And you know, he's another guy that can't get back in the ring. It seems like he may be done. I don't know what's going on with him.
Who that, Tyson Fury?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, with Tyson Fury. I mean, you know, I always thought we'd see you and him in a ring, you know, getting all these titles together, but he doesn't seem to be able to get to fight himself with all the issues he's had.
Yeah, I know. You know, I can't really speak on certain situations because I'm not in it. You know, I don't know what goes through these guys' head, you know, after a certain accomplishment, I would say, that they make in their life. You know, with Fury, you know, his big accomplishment, his goal was to beat Vladimir Klitschko, and he's done that, and he was overexcited about it, you know, and all of a sudden, you just hear about him being reckless. We don't know, but the question is, has he been doing this, but just on a small level of it, or did this excitement brings out the wild party animal that was already in him? Who knows? You know, he say some of the darnest things. So sometimes people, assumption is that he was probably already on it. You know, it just didn't get caught until now, you know, cause he's more out there. He's more exposed to a lot of things, the tension as well too. But you know, man, we all human and we all make mistakes. And that's the thing about, you know, you see, the Bible said God died for all our sins, you know? So we all make mistakes and, As human beings, we should have forgiving hearts because we would want people to forgive us if we was in the same situation. So I can't really say too much bad about him. You know, I know that he will be back, and when he be back, when he come back, I'll be waiting for him. We have advertised our fight for 4 years, and I don't think we let that win in vain. You know, Tyson Fury is really as a person, he's really a good guy.
Yeah.
You know, as a fighter, as who he is, you know, he's just another side of a guy. But, you know, all respects, and I'll be looking forward to still facing him as well, too.
All right. The hand is good. Everything's good there. You're healthy. You're good to go.
Everything's good, man. I'm ready for February 25th.
February 25th.
I'm prepared. Camp is good. Hand is good. I'm ready to test it out in the ring, and I can't wait.
How long do you think it would be before we see you in the ring again after this one? When would what's the idea? You want to fight again this year? When do you think you're going to be fighting again?
Most definitely.
Okay.
Most definitely. It's all about unification season for me. So after this fight, I'm looking to go take that WBO title.
Right. Joe Parker.
Still have it, or he would be one of the two. You know, me and Parker team was talking and about fighting and stuff like that. I don't know what they got going on now or whatever, but, you know, I don't want nobody to waste my time.
Yeah.
But that's my thing. If you're gonna contact me and talk about fighting and stuff, be by that. Don't waste my time talking about fighting and all of a sudden you have a change of heart or something. Because at the end of the day, I'm going to have all the belts at the end of the day. I promise that, no matter who has it. So that's my goal, to go after that belt and then maybe have a mandatory. If I don't, then at the end of the year, whoever wins between Joshua and Klitschko, and they get them, they manage it, we unify the division, all the belts,
everything
in one night.
There you go. Gerald Washington is the opponent. Deontay Wilder will be taking him on. Two big guys going at it. Coming up on the 25th of February, Saturday night, full card on Fox television on the network. It's good stuff. Deontay, as always, God bless you. We wish you the best of luck and get home safely, will you? Enough flying around in the wind. Get home.
I'm trying.
Right,
and thank you so much. You have a great day.
I appreciate you. There you go. There's the champ, Deontay Wilder, joining us there. All right, good stuff. We're going to get a break in here. We'll come back with more right after this. You're listening to the Tom Abraham Show right here on 730-1039, The Ump.
Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Up. WUMP.
What?
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Just when you thought that Jim Dolan and the Knicks could not look any worse for forcibly removing Charles Oakley from their building and having him arrested, they do. Not only did Dolan not apologize for that, he immediately went on the offensive, conducting his own little media tour and doing whatever he could to discredit Oakley. There was no olive branch. No, this was a really unfortunate situation. Let's sit down and work this out. Nope, it was just the opposite. It was reportedly, this guy is never to be allowed back in this building. Oh, and he probably has a drinking problem, and he should take care of that as well. So, Dolan took a terrible situation, he made it even worse. He tried to put out that dumpster fire with his gas can. He's not sorry for anything he did or the way he handled that. He's sorry that everybody took Oakley's side. I'm Jim Rome.
Most Tuesdays are just Tuesdays, except at Buffalo Wild Wings, where Tuesdays are Wing Tuesdays. But now even Wing Tuesdays aren't just Wing Tuesdays, because Wing Tuesdays are half-price Wing Tuesdays, which means your boring Tuesday that became Wing Tuesday now costs you half as much. In case you're confused, we have half-price Wing Tuesdays. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
If you're a pro, you know this is not efficient because you know there's a better way. And pros also know that the better way to save money is to go to Lowe's. From February 14th through the 16th, pros get 5% off all purchases or save 10% when you use your Lowe's business credit account. So hurry in and save big on the supplies pros use every day. Visit the Pro Desk or Lowe'sForPros.com for details. In-store or online, credit offer subject to credit approval, U.S. only.
Of Napa Know How.
You can start a car with a bad taillight. You can start a car with a busted radio. Heck, a car can start with an astonishing number of broken parts. But a bad battery? You're going nowhere. So go with the Napa Legend Battery. Now with up to a $20 prepaid Visa card by mail. $20 back and a battery you can trust? No wonder they call it a legend. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 2/28/17.
Alabama basketball hits the hardwood again, fresh off a loss to Kentucky, and look to rebound against the all-of-a-sudden hot Missouri Tigers. Coverage on Wednesday starts at 6:30 on The Ump, your exclusive home of Alabama basketball.
As an 18-year-old, I let my mistakes kind of take over my life. I was 0.5 credits away from completing high school, and I didn't do it.
10 years later, at age 28, Jackie finished her high school diploma.
When I found out that I was pregnant, I know that I had to do something for myself if I wanted to make her a better person and provide a better life for her. My family never stopped pushing for me to be better because they knew what I could become and who I could become as a person. My support team is amazing. The educational director, my sister, and even my 7-year-old daughter has just been more than the support that I could ask for. I've been given an opportunity, and I'm just thankful for it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The best in local sports talk. The Ump.
.248 The Doghouse. Phone lines are open, 866-485-9867, 866-485-9867. I heard a rumor that my boy Dr. Detroit was bumping around town. That might be true. I'm not sure. And, of course, speaking of Detroit, Mike Ilitch, 87 years old, passing away. This was the guy that resurrected the Detroit Tigers, two American League pennants under his ownership, and the Detroit Red Wings, four Stanley Cup championships. Under Mike Ilitch, and his ownership, he single-handedly helped downtown Detroit, start some sort of revitalization with the two ballparks that were built, or the ballpark and a new hockey arena, being built, for the,
that has been built, or that is being built, I should say, for the Detroit Red Wings. And, of course, the founder of Little Caesars, right? Pizza Pizza with the $5 pizza. And I tell you what, for the money, it's as good a pizza as you want to ever find out there. I got to be quite honest with you, back when I used to eat pizza. All right, let me go to the lines. Dr. Detroit is holding patiently. Dr. Detroit, welcome in. How are you, man?
It's my birthday. I told you I was coming down.
I heard something about, I heard a rumor that you were coming down, that you were in, what are you doing in Huntsville? Guy lives in Nashville, goes to Huntsville for his birthday? What's up with that?
No, the last time I talked to you, before I went to the Predators Red Wings game, and, let me tell you, what, Predators been around, what, 17, 18 years.
Right.
Tom, I guess because it was on Super Bowl weekend, I got three ticket scalpers. They're 10 minutes before the game, $200 a ticket. 10 minutes after the puck drop, it only dropped $50. I'm like, well, guess what? God ain't going to let me do it, and my parents would send a boat of lightning if I paid that kind of money. I'm not going. So I went to Broadway Brew House and watched the daggum thing.
What a game, too, as the Predators scored five unanswered goals.
Amazing.
Yeah, four in the third period. Yeah, great game.
Yeah, and I you know, of course, I talked to the local guys. I said, you know what, Mrazek, he'll never have a game like that go 10-0 ever again. It was absolute. Yeah. And you know what, I feel bad. The Predators should have got a point at least from it, because it was just a well of game. It really was. But anyway, God bless you, brother, and I dropped your program.
Well, happy birthday! Finally. How old are you today?
Thank you. Oh, contraire, let's not go there. I feel like I'm 10 years older when I should just be a year older.
Yeah, well.
Okay, let's say I was born the year the Tigers beat the Cardinals and the 60-blank World Series.
Well, you're younger than me then, because I'm 1960.
Okay, well, not too bad, not too bad. Yeah.
No.
Not too bad. But anyway, yeah, I dropped it off with Steve in Athens. No, I didn't go to Huntsville. I'm in Athens. But I'm
about
to
get
back to the Music City. But Steve at the studio in Athens has got it for you, buddy.
Beautiful. All right, you the man. Appreciate you.
All right, you guys. All right, hey, Detroit Rock City. I want to hear some Detroit Rock City.
There you go. All right, we'll work that in.
See you, Tom. See you, buddy. See you, buddy.
Bye, man. I mean, he's a birthday boy, Smokey. Can you get some Detroit Rock City in there today? I mean, it is his birthday.
I would not object to that.
What did he drop off at the studio?
A program.
Oh, okay. From the game. Okay, that's good. He's a good guy, man. Dr. Detroit's solid. Now, was it the program from the Detroit game? Or was it the pro? Oh, yeah. So he was I thought he was talking about last night's game. So he's talking about the Detroit 1-0 win. Over that. That's why he said, I was like confused because he said, you know, I felt bad for Nashville. They should have got a point out of it. I'm like, what are you talking about? They got 2 points out of it. They scored five unanswered goals, but that was last night. So he didn't go. So he didn't even go to the Detroit and Pred game. Now the Preds are off for a week. What is this? What is this? Both my teams are off for a week. Predators and the Bruins.
The mandatory 5 days off consecutively.
What is that? Yeah. It's so stupid. I mean, it just got done with the All-Star break. Now they got to take a 5-day, what is this, the bye week? It's a hockey bye week.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. And I didn't even find out about it until about 2 months ago. And I'm like, what the hell?
Well, that means that the Preds are all, and it's weird because for me, my teams are the Preds and the Bruins, or the Bruins and the Preds. And neither one of them. I got nothing to watch. I got no hockey to watch this week. Unless I can find an oil game. And they just don't put the oil on there. Cleaning up some business. This is amazing. What do we have? Maybe 25 or 30 picks tops. 20 picks tops in the Friday trifecta. And I had four guys that hit it all, including the tiebreaker. Charles in Decatur. Billy in Huntsville. Zach and Garrett in Huntsville. All hit the trifecta. So the only way I can get the tiebreaker is to use tonight's number 9 West Virginia game. At number 3, Kansas. So those four guys got to give me a score. Whoever comes closest to the score is going to win the chow from the doghouse. Coming up next is Damon Amendola. We'll talk a little baseball. Right here in the Tom Abraham Show, 730-1039. Yeah.
Sports Radio. The Ump.
Because we care.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 30.
This Valentine's Day, love is giving. And Pandora Jewelry creates pieces that are as special as the women you're giving them to. From tiny hearts to sparkling arrows, each gift set was inspired by love and hand-finished with sterling silver. Celebrate love this Valentine's Day and shop new Pandora Jewelry gift sets. Gift sets available while supplies last. Available at participating retailers. No substitutions.
Shop the new Valentine's Day gift sets at the shops at Brick Street, Pandora store today.
March Madness. It's a time when the best of the best come out to play. And you can experience that same level of performance at your local Infiniti retailer. Starting with the turbocharged Infiniti Q50 sedan with impressive technology like available predictive forward collision warning and direct adaptive steering. And the Infiniti QX60 crossover is definitely up for the challenge. Easily seating 7 so you can bring the whole team. Or experience true power in the full-size Infiniti QX80 with its V8 engine and luxurious interior. It's that time of year again. Time for the best of the best. Visit Smith Infinity of Huntsville today and lease the Q50 for $339 a month for 39 months. $24.99 initial payment, tax, title, license, and options extra. Call 1-800-862-0406 for details. Offer ends 2/28/17. Infinity is an official partner of NCAA Men's Basketball. NCAA and March Madness are registered trademarks of the National Collegiate Athletic Association. Infinity. Empower the drive.
Attention all veterans, transitioning military service members, and military spouses. Do you need to learn about transitioning from the military to civilian life? Are you seeking a new career? Would you like to meet top companies ready to hire? Do you need a resume review or want to learn about benefits and health care from VA experts? Let American Freedom Foundation, in association with still serving veterans, be your trusted resource to answer those questions at their Warriors to the Workforce Huntsville Career Hiring and Training Workshop on Tuesday, March 14th at the Von Braun Center in conjunction with the 2017 AUSA Global Force Symposium and Exposition, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Attendance is free for veterans, transitioning military service members, and military spouses. Register now for the Warriors to the Workforce Hiring and Training Workshops on Tuesday, March 14th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Von Braun Center. Register today at warriorstotheworkforcehsv.net.
Premature birth is the number one killer of babies. Those who survive often face birth defects and complications that affect them for life. For hundreds of thousands of families in the United States, this is the hardest thing they will ever have to face. And it's even harder on the baby. March of Dimes is providing education and support to families and funding life-saving research to give every baby a fighting chance. You can help. Do something today. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Here's what you missed on the Sports Flood.
And I'm not one of these guys that says he can't make a mistake and he's just, look, he's unflappable. I believe every quarterback is flappable. You just got to get to flapping. Bob Shoup got to flap Jalen Hurts. You get paid lots of money to go flap quarterbacks. So get out there and flap a freshman quarterback. You're at home. Jalen Hurts is a baby. Go flap that baby. That's all I'm telling you. Go flap the baby. You got to go flap the baby. That's how you win the game.
Saturdays 9 to 11.
Check out my new time machine.
Does it work?
Hit the button.
Hey, it's Napoleon.
Oui. Check out the future.
Hey, you have a nice house. Why don't I?
You didn't save any money, buddy.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and fix that.
Yeah.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks, feel like a million bucks. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you
really don't have twinsies.
I kind of love it.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
WUMP Madison, W28OBA Madison Huntsville, a Cumulus station. Sports Radio 730 and 103.9, The Ump.